From Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stacker News Live. My name is Carl with my BFF, Keon. Happy Stackerween, Keon.
Stackerween, yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of this episode.
Is it really? That's a good name.
Yeah, I was going to call it Boo.
It's like a good, bad name.
But changed at the last minute. So, looks like you're a... what are you? What are you this week?
What do you think I am?
Do you want me to take a guess? I already know what you are, let's let the stackers...
Give them a second to guess. Yeah, I'm a cockroach.
You're a cockroach.
The costume name is called Cuddly Cockroach. I was hoping for like a grosser cockroach costume, but I couldn't find
it
in time. So this one is like a cute. It's supposed to be like.
You gotta move this so people can see what you look like. Well, there you go.
With my brown.
Yeah, there you
go. You look, my little brown body. There you go. And I have like these little legs here.
It's amazing.
They're not, they're a little, but it's all still kind of too cute.
Is it kind of what people say? They're like, you're a cockroach that doesn't die, People say that about Bitcoin companies.
I didn't really mean anything by being a cockroach.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it would be, I wanted to be an insect this year, and I was trying to figure out which one to be, and I saw a cockroach, and I thought that'd be fun, because they're like kind of gross.
Yeah, for sure.
And
it's kind of fun. I think it's a really cool costume. I think this might be your best one yet. Yeah. I think out of all the one, better than the Tinky Winky one that you had a few years ago.
I like the Pilgrim quite a bit. It was pretty comfortable, and it was pretty, it was also like sort of subdued.
Oh, the Pilgrim one? Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I like the Pilgrim one. But this is what I'm trying out, is being a cockroach. I was thinking about getting like a sombrero and some Macarenas and being La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, something, 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 something. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm one of the Ramones.
Okay, which one?
I was supposed to be a 70s disco guy, but my bell bottoms didn't come in and my gold chain didn't come in, so I had to pivot. But I was going to be a 70s guy.
So the Ramones guy, he wears a wig like that and a leather jacket?
Yeah, somebody said I look like Ron Jeremy, though. But I don't know.
It's not.
Somebody in the lab said that earlier.
Juan Jeremy.
Yeah, somebody said Juan Jeremy. I was like, that's kind of rude, but I'll take it. But anyway, if you've never seen this crazy show before, it's called Stacker News Live. We cover the top five. Whoa, no, not anymore. We're changing it up because Darth Coin said our show sucks. So we're covering the top three stories now every week. We're shrinking it down. What do you think about it? What do you think about the changes, Keon?
I'm interested. I like change. I like trying things out. We'll see how it goes.
Top three stories now, Stackers. You got to be better than where you were. No more five stories. We're down to top three. Top three stories every week. Front page of Bitcoin. And we're going to cover them. If you've never seen this podcast, check it out. It's on YouTube. Mumble makes a bunch of clips. The Peter Thiel one's kind of taken off. A lot of people are hating that one.
Oh.
We'll talk about it later. Okay. And then the graphing one's really taken off. Met with Wumble this week, so we're going to try some interesting stuff. I've been posting some stuff on here. For the love of the game it might be a sticker coming to a Plub Lab near you.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. Doesn't that look cool?
That is cool.
Dude, for the love of the game, man. Look at that. I really want that on my laptop. Maybe next year you should be that. You should be the dog.
Yeah, I can be the Star Wars dog.
And then you just wear a shirt that says "For the love of the game."
Yeah.
I still have no idea why the dog in Star Wars is wearing Disneyland. Like, that's what I don't get about this whole stupid thing. It doesn't make any sense. Like, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Disney owns Star Wars now, don't they?
Oh, is that what it's trying to do? But is this AI generated or?
No, I think this is probably.
So this is a dog in Disneyland right now that you can go see. That's wearing a getup.
Yeah, a man dressed in a dog costume.
That's funny. Anyway, for the love of the game, check it out. Maybe a sticker will print out here soon once Pleb Poet gets the Pleb print shop set up. Keon, other than that, how was your week? Did you have a good week?
I had a pretty good week, I think. What happened? I don't think anything really happened. Just normal stuff happened. It was someone we know. It was their birthday. I don't know if that's like public. I don't think they shared it.
I don't think it's public.
Yeah, but they had a birthday. And so a lot of people went to that. I went to that birthday again. I'm doing a birthday tour, Car. Anyone
have? Maybe we both are doing a birthday tour.
Anyone has a birthday? I mean, you didn't go to Jana's birthday, as we discussed in that podcast.
I did go to that birthday.
You walked by, but
dude, I was in that birthday. I was in that birthday. You went to like the pre-birthday. I've been going to all the birthdays this month. So, yeah, I've been to all the birthdays this month. All
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went out again. I broke my streak of never going out. I went out. I've gone out twice this month so far, and
yeah,
we'll see where time takes me.
I feel like October has just been like a crazy month of parties. I don't know. It's weird. October's weird, man. I feel like every week I've been doing things it's wild, bro.
The parties aren't that hard though. I don't know. I haven't been to a party in a long, I haven't really partied really ever, but I remember when I was a kid, I don't know. I feel like the parties are not, these are like adult parties where people are like talking and not like hitting each other and stuff. That's my.
Oh, what are you saying? Like you want to get hit or something?
I don't know. Of course not. But I'm saying.
I mean, you are a cockroach. You might get stepped on.
I don't know. Is it a party or is it just old people drinking together? It's kind of.
No, it's just kind of like a shindig, you know? It's just like a laid back. A
get together.
Yeah, I guess it's just like. It's just like a friend's party, dude. That's how I look at them. Like. I don't know. Maybe just because I'm from Austin and it's always been like this.
I see. You guys have chill parties.
Yeah. And then like, dude, November, December is going to come. There's going to be even more in like engagements and stuff and parties. It's just a chance to hang out with friends and family and like.
No, that's all
chill.
Nice.
Yeah. Like it's not supposed to be about business when you go to these things. That's why it's always kind of weird for me whenever I'm like at these like friends stuff or like these like. You know, these New Year's Eve or these Thanksgiving or like these Christmas things. And then people are like, can we talk business? And I'm like, no, it's just like, this is not the time to do that. Like, I just want to hang out with my friends and like be free to like, you know, let's talk about life. Like, I don't know. That's how I feel about it, but I'm probably the minority in that.
No, I think I hear that criticism a lot that like people hate being asked what they do at parties and stuff.
No, I don't mind that. I just hate like when people are like, hey, can we talk business about like, and I'm like strategy. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I mean, we could set something up like when we're not at this, you know what I mean? But I don't want to do that. Like at like a friend's birthday party. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. I think,
yeah,
I don't like, think many people would disagree with you.
Yeah. Or like at a Christmas party or something or like a, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the minority in that, but if you're like that's why I don't go to those conference parties because they're kind of like lame. They're just there to do like business and stuff. Like, you know,
I don't know. I didn't really talk about business at all when I went TabConf after party at that.
That's why I didn't go to any of those after parties.
Because that one. We played mini golf. I mean, mini golf with a cool guy who was like a chief investment officer at a bank or something.
I feel like that's
what talk about that. We just played mini golf.
I feel like that's what the conference is for. Like, if you want to talk about that stuff. That's what the conference during the day is for.
But I think if you went to these events and you're just like, no, I want to know about your life. How are your children doing or something? I don't know what you'd ask. I think a part of the problem is like that's small talk. What you're like rejecting is like small talk, and small talk has a role.
Yeah. But like, I feel like we're going, this is where the stackers are getting mad. They're like, oh, they're too negative. You're talking too negative. No, I'm not
talking too negative. I'm trying to bring Carr up. I'm trying to.
No, I am up. I'm just saying that, like,
I'm a cockroach.
I feel like conferences, like, they should be used for that. What you're talking about, all the networking stuff during the time of the conference. But like when you're having like friends parties or like, you know, like things that aren't work related, you know, those should just be for friendships and stuff. Does that make sense or is that dumb?
No, we've already established that.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to get across.
Makes sense. I just think in practice it's hard.
Stay in your lane, Coop. Stay in your cockroach lane.
I know. Well, my lane is kind of small. I feel confined to it.
Stay in your little cockroach lane.
I don't even know if we have lanes. We just kind
of. What do you think they're going to do with these screenshots they're taking right now? Should we give him a good screenshot? Hang on. Let me see if I can switch this. All right. Take your screenshots now.
All right.
Let me do some poses. Maybe we should do some poses. Do one of these. Do one of those. All right. There you go. You get all your screenshots.
I don't do poses. I'm not a model.
All right. Anyway, let's jump into it. Number three top story is review of Jimmy Song versus Peter Todd filters debate. Plan B Lugano. This is from Simple Stacker. He's an OG snacker. He's been around for a long time. October 30th, Bitcoin territory. 58 comments, 4,152 sats. Keon! What is this, Mr. Cockroach?
Thank you, Juan Jeremy. got a broad thing. It's like a weird, it's like an invisible compliment.
I don't know. It's not, that is not a compliment.
Oh,
not for somebody like me who's religious. That is not a compliment at all.
Oh, no, but it's saying you're endowed by your creator with.
Nah, I don't think that's
a large unit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a compliment. All right, keep going. It's about Jimmy Song and Peter Todd. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so it sounds like the Opportune debate and the filters, related filters debate, the Knots versus Core debate, followed all the Bitcoiners all the way to Switzerland, to Lugano.
Yeah, that was a big conference, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, I read somewhere they said it was like the first year was 1,000, second year was like 2,000, and then this year was like 4,000. I kind of regret not going, but we had so much stuff going on in Austin.
I don't regret not going.
I think next year I'm for sure going to. I want to go to that.
Is it about Bitcoin or do they do?
No, it feels like it's bigger than the crypto conference every year. It felt bigger.
No, but it
felt more important.
Does the conference have to do with Bitcoin or is it?
Yeah, it's like it's
something else.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. Yeah. So apparently the Opportune debate followed well-known Bitcoiners Jimmy Song and Peter Todd all the way to Lugano. And they debated it on stage there. And there's a recording. Simple Stacker watched the recording and reported back their thoughts on it and tried to summarize the positions. Most of us, I think, anyone who watches the show is familiar with Jimmy Song's position, which is that filters do work and that we should probably keep them and that it disincentivizes, at the very least, non-monetary Bitcoin transactions, and that's good. And the consequences of removing them are greater than keeping them in, even though I think Jimmy would admit that there are some consequences to keeping them. But
I think I fixed the sound for mine. Sorry. I realized I was unmuted or muted.
You were muted the whole time?
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Oh, was it? Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Keep going.
Okay. Well, so that's Jimmy Song's position and Peter Todd's position. And Peter Todd maintains the Libre Relay implementation of Bitcoin.
Oh, Pleb Poet's here.
Which has Hang very...
on, the camera.
Which, as its name suggests, has a very loose relay policy, or very liberal relay policy, and basically allows most consensus valid transactions to pass along to miners. And so you can understand Peter Todd's position. He's anti-filter. Jimmy Song is pro-filter. And they debated it a bit and rehashed arguments that most of us have already read and seen online. And then, I think the more interesting thing is Simple Stacker's like takeaway from this. Because Simple Stacker has been kind of, I think, watching this unfold a little bit from Stacker News. And he said that he thinks both of them have a point. He agrees with Jimmy that filters do work. But he also agrees with Peter Todd that in some sense it's futile and there are consequences to having the filters that Core removed. He also, he's not representative of what he's not, because most of what you see on social media, primarily X, is an extreme take from one side or the other, because that's what surfaces in the algorithm and draws up controversy and gets lots of sharing and stuff. And instead, I would guess most Bitcoiners probably fall where Simple Stacker does, where he sees the technical merits of either side, and then the otherwise the merits of either side, and it's complicated. And I think Jimmy Song is in it, I would say, is not even on the extreme side of the debate. He's more or less just like, let's just keep the upper turn limits where they are. Let's not fix what isn't broken, really. And people should be allowed to configure this how they want. And that's cool. What do you think, blind guest?
How do you feel in that cockroach outfit?
I feel pretty good. It's actually pretty comfy. It's like my normal hoodie, actually. Sometimes I forget I'm wearing it.
Are you going to wear it just every day, you think?
I might. I'm considering it right now as we're speaking. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll just say that Peter Todd was in the comments.
Oh, is he really? Where is he at? Where is he at?
He replied to being unprepared.
Oh, not actually. He said, not actually. That was a result of a lot of prep. The thing to remember here is I was scheduled to go second. Okay. There you go.
Well, he has a good defense of his approach.
Yeah, I haven't watched a video for the Stackers at Home. I plan to watch it this weekend. I've just been working on some other stuff.
Busy teasing your hair.
Yeah, dude, I was going to ask you, is when you have hair, do you become self-conscious or something? I feel like my hair's
always up. I never wear it down. But you're probably asking weird. Jenna.
Yeah, I was asking Jenna.
Yeah, hair makes you self-conscious, yeah.
Okay, I feel like it's like a thing.
Does it feel bad?
It feels weird. I
don't like it. 1 out of 10, rate your wig experience.
I don't like it. I don't like having long hair. Anyways. Okay. Not itchy. It just feels like I feel like a prima donna.
Oh, but that's cool. That's what you want. The point is you want to occupy your costume. You want to be the person. This is like.
I don't know who this person is. Anyways, we're back on the story, but I haven't watched it, so I don't really have any comments on this. I came unprepared, just like Peter Todd.
But Peter Todd was prepared for.
Well, I was prepared too. I just came unprepared. That's my excuse. Jana, what about you? Are you prepared or unprepared like Peter Todd? Prepared.
I probably pull up more unprepared than prepared, but it depends on what it is. Like, if I'm pulling up to the DMV, I'm prepared.
There you go.
Okay. How do you prepare to the DMV?
You got
to
get all your desperate pieces of paper together.
Papers.
Yeah.
Do you wear your glasses?
I think it's, yeah. I think it's one of those things where like he was prepared because he showed up and
all right.
He knew it was at the right time and stuff, but he just wasn't prepared, right? Like, it's kind of like me, like I'm here, I'm ready, but I'm not really prepared because I didn't read through it, right? Or watch it. So it's like, I am prepared, but I'm not prepared. Maybe that's what Peter said.
Something else too, but.
Yeah, I think we call that not prepared.
No, but I am prepared. I am here. I'm present. I have everything set up. My hair's almost there, right?
Like, yeah,
I think. But I didn't read through everything, so some would say you are prepared, but you're not prepared. And Jimmy's probably saying, this is just me not watching the video, but I would imagine Jimmy saying like, you're not prepared though.
Yeah,
that's not even really what the post was about.
But it is what he knows about. Which is himself. He's prepared to talk about.
He's prepared to talk about.
I'm prepared to talk about Peter Todd not being prepared. Are you guys having fun yet?
I'm trying. Stackers, for you, Stackers. It's for you.
Is it still a light show for you? Anyways, check it out. I mean, looks good. Looks like a fun thing. I mean, yeah. Any other comments on this cockroach key?
Not really. I'm really tired of this debate.
Why? Whoa! Hey, hey! We need to keep the show light, man. We're losing people here because they're like, you guys are too negative.
We're too negative. Let them go. Let them go.
Whoa!
That's actually good advice, and that's kind of not a good way of representing what was said. So
the point of the point of this podcast is for you and I to record it without any concern about.
Coming hard right at you, Darth, right at you, because this cockroach here is coming right at you hard.
I'm only concerned to the extent that I want to be concerned, and beyond that it's up to, you know,
two fingers up,
it's on the viewers.
Two thumbs up.
Even a simple stacker says in this post, it was simple stacker, right? I can't see.
Yeah, it's simple stacker.
Even he said that like they're kind of saying the same things that we've heard, and it's kind of tiring at this point. So Kian's point is fair and valid. Stamp it.
I think I've been stamped.
I think at this point, I mean, there's, I don't know if the, is the next post about this too? No, it's not.
It might be.
But you're kind of seeing already kind of this, like, this is just me knowing kind of what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm sharing a little extra. But you're already kind of seeing, and I'm not saying this is what's going on here with this particular post, but you're already kind of seeing the people in power and influence in the Bitcoin space. They're already moving their chess pieces in place for a... what's the right word? Choose your words carefully, Carr. They're putting their chess pieces in place for something that will give people an alternative for what's being offered right now to the ecosystem. So there's that, and so
is that stay tuned. Is that revealing? Or...
Stay tuned, stackers. You're going to have options very soon. And with options come opportunity. So
I don't even know what that meant. And I'm here. I'm like in this room and I'm kind of confused by what you
Yeah, I got really lost.
Okay, well.
Are you saying there's going to be a hard fork or a fork of any kind and there's going to be
like I just think you're going to start. Dividend? I think what you're seeing already right now is more and more of these people that didn't have opinion 3 or 4 months ago, now start having an opinion and they're going to be much more louder. And they're going to start putting their, choose your words carefully.
That's where you lost this last time.
They're going to start.
Yeah, but maybe we just.
I can't be blunt anymore. I got to be very tactile.
What's the next story?
All right, we can just do that. Let's do that. Cool. Thanks for saving me. the next top story is turn any 3D printer into the ultimate orange pilling machine. This is from Jason B. 10 hours ago, Bitcoin territory. Only 4 comments though. 11,400K sats. So he made out like a bandit. Keon, what is this crap?
Yeah, it's not crap.
It says crap right there.
Oh, it does say
right here. It says skip all this crap.
And you can go to the freaking tutorial, which is at the bottom. But he's explaining his
tutorial.
What led up to the tutorial. It's at the very bottom. But Jason B. continues to volunteer at Bitcoin Akasi in South Africa. And there at South Africa, I guess he has turned sort of into their like IT person a little bit and is helping them. Because it seems like he has a diverse set of skills. And he's helped them dust off their 3D printer and is training them on how to use the 3D printer that they had sitting
around. Oh, cool.
And he has...
Well, why did he call that crap then?
I think he was just being self-deprecating.
Don't be self-deprecating.
This is what humility looks like. I know it's pretty unfamiliar to a lot of people in Bitcoin, but...
Don't be self-deprecating.
This is what humility
looks like. You got to puff out your chest in Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what makes it hard to understand self-deprecating humility.
That's cool. So he prints out the, is that a Lightning address?
I think it could be. It also could be a BIP21 on-chain address. I haven't scanned it yet, but.
How about I scan it right now?
Scan it. Let's see. And anyway, so Jason B. is fond of orange peeling servers and I guess
what is it?
Various retail employees via tipping Bitcoin to them.
Oh, interesting.
It's a Lightning address.
Here, try this one. What about this one? What is this one right here?
So Jason B. is fond of tipping people in Bitcoin as a way of orange pilling them. He says his success rate, even...
Interesting.
The success rate, even in Ohio, is 10% orange pilling via tipping. And he said, but he said in South Africa, in Bitcoin Akasi adjacent area, he said it's 50%. And he is trying to improve that. And the way he's going to improve that, I guess, is by giving these basically keychains or these 3D printed pack. What would you call it? I don't know what you call it. 3D printed items to people that have these QRs on them, and they can use that to receive tips or payments. He said even when he goes to pay in a lot of the stores that support paying with Bitcoin there, it's usually tied to a wallet that the employee working at the store does not have access to. And so if the owner isn't there, they can't really pay in Bitcoin. So
I love this, man. This is fantastic.
And he gives,
I love it.
He gives a walkthrough. If you have a 3D printer of any kind, more or less, you can.
Keep it going. Keep it going, Jason B. This is how you do it, man. Don't let Tether come in there and just drop a fiat. Do it your way. Do it with Lightning. Do it with Bitcoin. Make it happen for your own community. That's what I say. Love to see this. Let me know if Car can help. Love to see this. This is amazing, dude. This is what I'm telling you, man. Bottom up. Bottom up.
All right. Yeah.
Don't wait. Don't wait for him. Just do it. Just do it. Pupo, you got anything for this?
Can you even see what we're talking about?
Well, I actually put the story in the zine, so I've had my eyeballs all over
it. Did you make the zine wearing those glasses, though?
No.
She's basically saying she's already read this.
But I do love the idea, and I love the 3D printed and the utility behind it. Yeah, but it's also I don't know what the lithograph is necessarily, but just for fun. But it looks cool.
It's really cool.
And yeah, I want to hear more about it. It's awesome.
Yeah, he should, if he has access to like a video camera, I would love to see him do like a
vlog.
Yeah, do like a vlog. Awesome stuff. The next, or the number one top story of the week, is there is no need for BIP444, Keon. This is from the October 29th, Bitcoin Territory, 19 commas, 330,888 sats. Keon, what is this?
This continues to be about the kind of like opportun core versus knots thing and filters. It has escalated to the point where the knots, some people on the knot side, I think with Luke Dash Jr.'s approval, have proposed a BIP, a soft fork for restricting arbitrary data usage, or, you know, in some cases, data usage more generally from being included in blocks. So changing Bitcoin's consensus rules to do what filters, some would argue, don't do very well. And continues to be an escalation of that. And there's been a lot of discussion about this week. On a lot of it took place on GitHub, some of it on the mailing list. Most people would agree. I think even, you know, I think even the majority of the filter supporters would probably not support a fork like this, especially the way it's currently proposed. There's also no implementation yet. It is just kind of discussion. But in general, it's attempting, it makes the BIP makes a bunch of claims about the legality of arbitrary data storage and what will happen to node runners, and what, Antoine Riard here is doing is contesting that there is any basis for making those legal arguments, those claims in the BIP, and that we don't need to defend against illegality that doesn't really seem to have laws making it illegal yet. Most of the argument here is that most of the laws written about data illegality, especially in decentralized systems, usually the liability falls on the person who added the data, and not the person who is distributing it unknowingly and unwillingly, or without the ability to stop it. And yeah, that's kind of what he's saying here is like, node operators will not be held liable for this. There's no basis to believe they will. It's all just kind of fear mongering.
Yep. Pepo, you got anything on this?
There was a sentence here. I want to read it. So it's from the fourth paragraph down.
Okay.
Moreover, this line of jurisprudence underlights that any interference with one's fundamental right of expression should be laid down under clear and precise rules governing the scope of the interference. And I just wanted to go over and look at what underlight could mean, because that was new for me to see. An underlight primarily refers to illumination from underneath, a technique used in artistic contexts. So I feel that was the wrong word to use there, but I'm not going to be French. Worried about
it. He's French. He's also, you know, they're a little more artistic.
I mean,
than we are.
Okay. Well,
on this continent.
So, like, are you saying like a translation thing?
I think it's probably like, yeah. I think he speaks good English, but he speaks it with a pretty heavy French accent. I would get, you know.
Well, it made me curious because it sounded like a cool word, and it's like, if that's a cool word, I think
we
could
probably make it a thing if we really want to.
But probably the word should have been highlight.
You probably need some underlight to see things with those.
You're so right.
Yeah, I don't really got any thoughts on this. I feel like it's still all being kind of talked about in the space. Has anybody brought up the whole thing that chess piece is still moving? Has anybody talked about Battleship still coordinating? Has anybody talked about the thing that Dong has created? Remember
Dong?
As
in Juan. What is your name? Juan Jeremy's Dong?
No. No, the thing that he really, I posted on Stacker News, like
the person that he looks like.
Let me see. Here we go.
Is this Carl week. Dong?
Yeah, yeah. There was a thing that he posted, or that I posted, this week. Where's my post yet? Now I just lost my spot. Let me go back here.
Don Juan.
Da-da-da-da, must fill the space. Da-da. Where is it at? It's right here. Right, this one, this project, Keon. So, the consensus engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the process with this? Because I know this is supposed to be like the kernel that is going to now allow people to create their own implementation for each node. Where's this? I know there's a grant out there for somebody who's creating this. What's the update on this? Do you know?
Yeah. So Carl Dong was the one, I think, who initiated this work. But the whole idea is you take out all of Bitcoin Core's consensus code and you turn it into a library that anyone can use to add other things that aren't consensus related to a Bitcoin node implementation. And the reason why you want to do this is oftentimes the consensus code of a Bitcoin implementation is itself sort of a specification for a consensus. Like, it can have bugs in it or peculiarities that aren't obvious and do not port to other implementations. And so we kind of want to share this important part of the code that itself is sort of a specification for a consensus and allow it to be reused so that people can add new relay policies and things to Bitcoin Core on top of Bitcoin Core's consensus, other P2P technologies, other user interfaces, things like that. So that's the motivation for doing something like this, is to pull out the part that we all need to share so that people, for the parts that we don't need to share, it can be arbitrary and you can do whatever. You can have a pink GUI in your, you can release a Bitcoin Core or a Bitcoin implementation that has a pink GUI and only does P2P using emojis or whatever. I don't know. But it can be arbitrary.
But I think the way it was explained to me is like, this is something that we could all agree on because it doesn't require so many, what's the right word? There's not so many outside considerations, right? There's like these main things that Bitcoiners all agree on, as far as like, 21 million and that sort of thing.
Yep. Those are all in the consensus engine are all the consensus rules, all the things that make Bitcoin, Bitcoin.
So it would be kind of like the Linux kernel, right? The equivalent.
Yes. So that's, I think, why they called it kernel, but kernel basically means core, important, important part.
So how close are we to that, Keon? Like when I say close, I mean, how close are we as far as moving the conversation towards that? So then we can finally get to a place of like, hey, can we get, I think there is somebody working on it. I don't know who it is now, but moving to a place of this, so that way we then can move to a place of kind of like how Linux did it, where they were able to have like different variants of it at that point. Because I think the world has, and Jimmy talked about this at Bitcoin Builders Club about 2 months ago, where the world has changed. There's so many different market forces now around Bitcoin because it's over $1 trillion market. So, at least I agree with him on that. How close are we to moving that conversation in that direction, do you think?
Well, people have been talking about this for a long time. As we can see from this Carl Dong video, I think this was like 2018 or something. So this is when he began working on it. I think there were prior attempts to do it. It's very, but it's very hard is the gist of this. Carl Dong has since moved on, and I think someone else has a grant who is now working on this. But you're trying to like, it's like you have a bunch of needles in a haystack. You can, you know, that there's a big haystack that's all of Bitcoin Core's code base, and all of the needles are what you're trying to isolate into one system that can be shared. It's all the consensus code or all the needles. So you have to find all the needles and somehow not disturb reconstitute them in a way that they're still like coherent and makes sense. And so that's, it's a lot of work and hard to get all that code out. And so that's why it's taken a long time. And how close are we to getting that done? I don't know. I'm not working on it. I would guess we're still probably quite a ways away from getting it done. And so I'm not sure. I think we're going to have this debate for a long time because I don't think this is going to happen soon. But there might be new people who are interested in working on this thing. That would be a great use of someone who cares deeply about filters and stuff like that. That would be a great use of their time. Mostly what I hear from people who care about filters is that other people should be doing this kind of thing and other people should be working on this. And what other Bitcoiners should be doing is a lot of what I hear from a lot of the even filter people who I see relatively regularly. When I was like, well, why don't you work on it? Why don't you join the effort? They're like, but I don't know C code. I don't know how to do it. What? And someone else who knows C code, some autist should do it. I wasn't going to say who it was, but I guess my impression was so good that you figured it out.
Yeah. Now, anyway, I just wanted to bring this up because I thought it was an interesting concept when I first heard about it. Cool. Popo, do you have any thoughts on that, or should we move on?
Let's go.
Okay, that's all the top three stories of the week here on Stacker News Live. You got to be the best now. There is no fourth or fifth best anymore on Stacker News Live. You got to be the top three. Top three. Top three now. You got to be the top three.
If we only had one story, top three. Would you read it every week?
Yeah, I would. But you got to be the top three now. You can't just be the top. Limp in anymore on top five. You got to be the top three now. Okay?
I think
this myself, is my Howard Stern impression.
And, you do look like Howard Stern.
This is my top. You got to be the top three.
I think myself and maybe I can speak for the Stackers at home.
Yeah.
We may want to hear the rationale for the change from 5 to 3.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them.
It's not my decision. I was.
Oh, yeah. I think me and Keon were just talking on his way to the restroom one day.
Carr told me what we were going to do. He's like, well, he interpreted all the feedback as we're covering too many top stories.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is cover fewer.
Yeah.
And when anyone's like, I want to do an experiment, I'm always like, yes, do the experiment.
Yeah. Plus we're at 200 episodes. It's time to change it up.
Can we point to the place in the feedback that made you come to that conclusion?
Can we do it in Meta? Is that okay?
And just, yeah, we can do it later.
Okay, yeah, we'll do it later.
But Stackers, you're wondering. I'm wondering.
Hey, we're all wondering. Even I'm wondering. Hey, this week in AI, October 20th to the 26th, 2025, made by your boy Optimism. Check it out. Is it the end of 9 to 5? I don't know. Maybe. It is in China, apparently. Silicon Valley startups are now embracing the Chinese culture of 996. Keon, what do you think about that?
What is 996?
It's where they work 9 hours, 72-hour basically schedule. We already do that. Bitcoiners already do that. Or me and you do that. But apparently in China, everybody does that.
Okay. They work 72 hours, but why is it expressed as 996? Do you work?
I think it's like 9 hours a day.
Why is it two nines and then one?
I don't know. Maybe it's like... Yeah, let me see if I can get this right. Oh, it's blocked. Typical Wired.
Okay, so maybe it's 996 because you work 2 9-hour days, then 1 6-hour day, and then 2 9-hour
days. I think it's like 6 days a week, but we already work 6 days a week.
Okay, but why is it 99?
I'm trying to think. Maybe because they only get paid $9 an hour or something.
I don't know. Is in China mostly, you said?
Yeah, China.
So in China, there's actually 18 hours a day.
No.
So they work 18 hours a day?
No, they work 9, and then they're not working 9.
All right.
That's the 9-9.
Anyways. I just want to cover real quick. Somebody's watching this on YouTube. Feel free to hate me on the comments. Next one I wanted to cover was the Claude skills are awesome. Maybe a bigger deal than MCP. Keon, did you read this? Because I did it.
No, I did not. I did not read it. I would not bring up a story that I didn't read.
I didn't read it, but what do they mean? That did they get rid? There's no way Claude got rid of MCP, right? Didn't they invent it? That's why I brought it up. I was like, how is that possible? It says Anthropic this morning introduced Claude Skills, a new pattern for making new abilities available to their models. Claude can now use skills to improve how it performs specific tasks. Oh, okay, maybe it's just an add-on. Do you use Claude?
I use Claude. I think it's Sonnet or whatever the latest model is.
So you're not going to use skills then?
I'm not like exploring the boundaries of AI very regularly. Okay. I'm still having to write a lot.
So it sounds like a no-go for most people. It's great.
No, I don't think so. I think for people around the, this is like, you know, this is bleeding edge stuff, all this kind of things.
And Tell me more.
But I don't know much about it. I would guess this is compatible with MCP somehow.
Yeah. It's okay.
And okay. I haven't read about it, but I would.
We'll learn more as the weeks go on. Hey, this is why we have optimism doing the AI Bitcoin thing every week. I didn't have time to read it. I was preparing for my non preparedness, just like Peter taught. I'm joking, Peter. He knows I'm a jokester. Next one is Wumble's Picks. Are you ready for Wumble's Picks?
I thought that was AI.
Picks, okay. Picks. Everything's a Wumble's Picks these days. Oh, Wumble's Picks. Wumble's Picks. No clear way to run SSP without business relationships with Lightspark from Darthcoin. I'm surprised. 21 comments, 1950. Keon! What's your boy Darth talking about this week?
Yeah.
I can't read this anymore. This is...
Oh, no.
It's just too tough, dude. It's just,
why is it tough?
It's just itching my hair. Okay, I can breathe.
Getting claustrophobic in there?
No one wants.
It's so oily.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to wear it. Instead, it's oily.
It's oily.
I don't believe you.
You gotta keep wearing. You have to pick a costume that's comfortable. That's why I basically picked a hoodie that has.
I'll wear it. I'll wear it tonight when we go out.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So it looks like the Rizful devs. I think Megalithic Me might be the main nem that posted this on to GitHub, but they're concerned about. Who can be an important entity in the Light Spark universe? So we have Spark Chain came out, and a lot of these wallets are now using their API and their state chain and stuff. And it's kind of it has dependencies on other entities sort of interoperating with it. And Megalithic is concerned about how accessible being one of these operators is. And they get it kind of backwards because SSP is actually something anyone can do. It's just, there's a publicly available API that allows you to be an SSP. So that's, you know, for instance, that's what Breeze is on top of Spark. They're not, I don't think they have any official relationship with Spark to do that. But for Spark operators, you basically need permission from other Spark operators. And I think most of the Spark operators currently are associated with Lightspark. So you do need permission from Lightspark to be a Spark operator. And they are concerned about that and what that might mean for customers and what that might, and kind of attempts to bring attention to other wallets that are participating in the Spark ecosystem, but are not maybe aware of this or disclosing such relationships to their customers or whatever. It's kind of in the weeds of Spark's implementation, but these Spark operators are really important for guaranteeing that you basically have a non-custodial wallet on Spark, because one of n of these Spark operators needs to delete keys when coins on their chain change hands. Anyway, it's they get into here and then they begin talking about privacy more and things like that.
Everybody jumps in.
Yeah. Seth for Privacy, who I think is like a product manager at Cake Wallet, which has a Spark wallet implementation. And he also drags in the Blitz wallet dev or Blake. Project manager, yeah. Blake. Yeah.
I know Blake.
Because he also is asking, he also thinks they should be telling their customers about the privacy trade-offs, even where they, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a mess, a bit of drama going on here, but it's, you know, it is useful for, I think, both Spark and people who are.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things, like, does Strike tell you that they're KYCing you? Like, does, do all these other ones tell you that they're KYCing you? I don't think they do.
No, well, they don't. They don't call it KYC, but you know it's KYC
because but they don't tell you though.
Yeah, they're not. That's not in their advertising. Hey, come KYC with us, and we'll give you a wallet and an exchange account.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I just see like just business interests. Like,
yes, I think a lot of this
it's just all business interests
is motivated by incentives related to one service versus another. But I think he made some valid points in that thread about privacy.
It's kind of one of those things where like. I think a lot of other companies were winning the lightning game, and it's not so much easier anymore. It sucks, but that's just dapt. What did Optimism say? Yeah, not a big fan of telling people orgs what to do with their money unless it's on their board. Interesting point about the API call, though. That's crazy. Best advice is still try to learn running your own node just as making great progress into making that easier. Yeah, I think that's the best thing is you can tell like the people that you know, like your family, friends, all that stuff, but keep it on the field, man. Just beat them at their, you know. I mean, I think Phoenix is doing a great job, right? What do you think, Ian?
I don't know. I don't know anything about their business really and how.
No, I mean, like I think they're making a pretty good wallet. Right, that's a good alternative if people really care about all this privacy stuff.
Yeah, but Phoenix actually isn't super private.
Oh, well, shows what I know.
Yeah, because you have to use their LSP to do most things, and so they kind of know where money is going. So
maybe Justin is the only one that's making a super private wallet.
Isn't it like on? It's on the. It's the responsibility of the product to be secure. But then it's on the responsibility of the individual to be private because that's something I have to do.
Oh, that's a good, I like the way you phrase that. Yeah. I would say that is true in general. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You shouldn't assume the company is respecting your privacy or is even able to fully.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm thinking too. Like you can't listen. If somebody's telling you their thing that you want to use is private, you probably should verify.
I think you're right, Jenna.
But I don't do that, but it's a good thing to say.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, I think it was good. This is a good pick by Wumble. The next one was U.S. bombs 15th alleged drug boat in Latin America. News from antiwar.com. I didn't even know that was a website. Blockchain Boog, 20 comments, 184 sats. Keon, this is another Wumble's picks. Going spicy this week from Wumble. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I guess the Department of War chief head, U.S. War Secretary Pete Hegseth has been waging war.
Did they actually show that?
And sharing
oh my it. Gosh, that's wild.
And sharing,
oh no.
sharing
oh,
the war they're gosh. Waging with what they call narco-terrorists, oh, wow. which are you know people basically smuggling drugs to the United States, allegedly. I don't know. All we see, most of what they're sharing is videos of them drone bombing ships in open water, and then they tell us afterwards that they're carrying drugs, and that's kind of what we know. And it's apparent they've shared 15 such cases so far.
Wow,
where they have done that, and yeah, I guess this is the new war on drugs. Is like a pretty kinetic war.
Wild. This is why you need to start your own podcast so you can defend yourself.
What does that have to do with you think if they had they were recording a podcast on those boats?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, right? They're live streaming during that boat attack.
Hmm.
Maybe start early.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine how fun the podcast would be if we're just snorting lines of coke like before, after, and during?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like, I mean, sometimes you gotta let people know that you're not a bad guy. So if what you're saying is true, maybe there's another side to the story, but we'll never know. It kind of reminds me, in all seriousness, this reminds me of, Remember when they were bombing the journalists that were covering the war in Iraq and in Iran like 10, 15 years ago?
When they you're talking about the WikiLeaks video?
Oh, I don't think it was that one. It was like, this was like 2008, I think. Or 2000. It was like during the...
I didn't know they were bombing.
Yeah, they were bombing journalists that were covering... man, I forget. It's all awash. My 20s, but they were doing the same thing, and they were saying that they were terrorists. But to be honest, this is not just the United States. This is every country that does this. This is why there's like the Human Rights Foundation, right? Like, is every country that does.
That's
this.
One
this
side not, of it.
This is not just the United States.
That's one side of it. Is like these people maybe aren't narco terrorists, and they're just bombing ships. The others, you know, like we can play the game of like, okay, maybe they are narco terrorists, and then say, is this good or bad? And
I think I don't know the situation because I'm not a political or what is that like a war chief, wartime chief?
You're
is
not
that,
a war chief all nah, this time?
No, this whole time turns out. But I thought you were. I don't have enough information to comment on it, man. I do think it's interesting that they're showing the videos though. That's wild. Like, I didn't know when I clicked that video that I was going to see a bombing. I definitely don't want that in my feed.
So the other side of it is kind of like maybe there are drugs, and there are some really bad drugs in the world.
Oh, there are. Yeah, maybe those guys are responsible for it. But then the question becomes, do they deserve to get bombed out of the water with it? And should we be fighting a war on drugs, period? Yeah. I take the position that I just think drugs should be legal. So I don't see much. I kind of don't like it either way. I think it's whether they are carrying drugs or not. I don't like it. But I also don't like people doing drugs and dying. Children doing drugs and dying.
Yeah, like
and that kind of stuff. But I think that's mostly the result of it being illegal to begin with. And so you end up in this weird place where it's like,
all right, so here's
maybe I agree with their Austin behavior if you know, we assume that we can't change the laws as they are with respect to drugs. Maybe this is the way that you deal with the problems they create, those laws create.
So what I saw that poster this week, I was talking to Wumbo about this earlier. So I knew he was going to post this thing. So we're going to do a song. And it reminded me of this ACL video that the Flaming Lips did like in the 2000s. And it was this is a crazy cover of War Pigs by Black Sabbath. And I don't know if you guys know the lyrics to War Pigs, but it's an amazing song. And and Wayne Cohen's like this fucking crazy guy. Anyway, so like they do this rendition of War Pigs. You know War Pigs, right, Austin? Black Sabbath War Pigs.
We know it.
Oh, you do know it.
Yeah, we both.
Oh, okay. But it's this like when I saw the video and I saw the comments, it kind of reminded me of this song, like War Pigs. It's just like, I mean, America really does enjoy its war, and I think that's what the song's about, and that's what this performance is about. It's like it's good art really does make you like think about what we're looking at, and this is what really Austin it really is about. It's kind of like that. It's like this is in Austin downtown, so it's kind of freaking wild. Anyways, thought I'd share that just for something y'all to think about. Keon, what do you think? Being in that cockroach, do you feel like you're gonna get exterminated?
No, well, apparently we survived pretty good in wartime.
Do you think if you would have survived that boat?
Yeah, I probably would have just like flown into the water. I have wings. I could fly sometimes if I really need to. I'm like a chicken.
We lost it, but I did want to ask you more about, like the stance of like drugs should be legalized.
Whoa.
Okay, following you there, because I think you said... we're in this position where the drugs have gotten like more dangerous because drugs have been legalized, like because of chasing like the high. You need to do something more and more intense.
Yeah, but that's just the nature of drugs, period.
That's the nature of drugs.
Yeah.
But so now that we're in this state where like drugs are like more dangerous than ever, is that not time to like update the like, should all drugs be legal?
I I personally think they should be legal. I think that changes everyone's attitude toward it. Parents are prepared to educate their kids about drugs because they don't assume the state is going to do the parenting for them.
Yeah.
The other side is I think drugs are safer when they are legal because there's no reason to do fentanyl if you can get heroin that is good and clean and cheap.
Right.
Most people are doing fentanyl because it takes up like less volume and weight for the high that it gives.
Hey, welcome in. We're talking about fentanyl.
You want to say something?
No, okay. I'm following you though. That's
we're all gonna do a bump of fentanyl after this podcast.
There's just like
pretty children.
To kill Tony,
did they finally do it? Kill him?
No, they were actually trying to save people here. They had like a bottled water, like a bubbly water. And on the can, it had like, what do they call it? A Narcan, like basically one of these strips that allows you to test for fentanyl.
Okay.
And the city of Austin wouldn't let them put it in stores. Maybe they were just talking about it, but you kind of imagine that. Like, that would be a really good product. Like, okay, I'm going to go do some Coke tonight, but I'm just going to go grab one of these bubbly waters. With a drug strip on the top.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Test it just in case, right?
Yeah, I can keep it's so it casual, convenient.
On my person, yeah. So I think just like, legalize the drugs, legalize the testing strips, test everything.
Yeah,
don't trust to verify.
Okay. You know, well, I'm glad I asked follow-up because that's helpful.
Yeah. I mean, Cara had helpful input where he shared a song that it reminded him.
Yeah, it reminded me of that because I mean, I don't know. I always look at things in like extremes. And so I'm always going to look at things in extremes because it just like, that's where my mind goes to, especially when it comes to stuff like that. Like I can't see, I don't know how do I explain this?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, so when I see something like, cause I just saw somebody die in a military drone strike and I wasn't expecting to see that today. So that's kind of shocking.
I didn't think there were people on the boat. I couldn't even see them. I tried watching the video and looking at them.
Oh. Shout out, the Flaming Lips are from Oklahoma City.
There you go. But yeah, like to me, it's just like hard to fathom that. Like I wasn't expecting to see that today. And then, yeah, and so when I see that, it's like, what's the artistic way to express that kind of thing, that feeling? Flaming Lips doing War Pigs at ACL with blood on his face, screaming, you know, the war machine is coming. That's how you express that. And I thought it was a good rendition of it. Hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known about that song.
It's cool. You should listen to it. It's a really good cover. You got Cat Power to join him on that one. The next one is we're going to jump into, you want to jump into your post first, Keon?
Whatever you like.
Yeah, let's do it. Talent Redux. This is from Elvis Mercury. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, I wanted to share this one because Elvis Mercury quit his job and I like.
Oh, wow.
What do you quit for? People are unhappy at their jobs and they quit. Mm. It's my
job, Elvis Mercury.
If anyone tells me they're unhappy at their job, I just usually tell them to quit.
That is true.
I find it's usually what they want to do. And I give them permission to do it. But I didn't have to do that for Elvis Mercury. He did that for himself and figured it out after a while. And he ended up leaving his job. And now he's working on figuring out what's next for them. And
cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I think we probably talked about the article he links to in here.
This one?
Yeah. At one point, we probably covered this on the podcast, but he relates a bunch of things about, you know, finding what to work on, how you should pursue becoming a valuable person maybe, but you know, maybe not even like valuable in a market sense, but valuable to you. And
what? Of course he's valuable. Come on, man.
Yeah, but how do you become even, I don't know, uniquely talented in a way that gives you a deep meaning and
build leverage
is super fulfilling.
That's simple.
Yeah, but how do you do it? Yeah, that's kind of the question. It's not, I think we all are aware.
Maybe I'll write an article on that this weekend. Maybe I'll write an article on that.
Okay. That might be good.
I hope you do.
I don't think it's as hard as people think, but yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll do that.
I think he lays out, he's familiar with most of the advice as it relates to developing talent and getting leverage and all the other things. It's just he has a knack for finding where it's complicated and spending a lot of time.
Where does he live? I'd be curious to understand where he lives in his
world. I don't think he knows that. He might be, you know, he might live in Venezuela.
Okay. I think it definitely matters with the location.
Well, I'm excited for Elvis Mercury to be around more and maybe tell us more about his life and what he's learned over the course of his interesting life.
Looks like
their interesting life. Let me use gender neutral pronouns.
Yeah, it looks like Justin referenced Naval.
Did you guys ever get into Naval Ravikant?
I don't know. I know the name, but I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I don't know what he says.
Yeah, I like a lot of his How to Get Rich series. Mm-hmm. I think he does a great job of compressing.
Is he a Bitcoiner or no?
Yeah.
His philosophy of life.
Yeah, his ability to compress is pretty remarkable.
Expert. Yeah, expert level compression.
Cool stuff, bro. Cool stuff. The next top story is Bitcoin is more than English-speaking Bitcoin Twitter, Keon. South Korea Lightning, 16 comments, 958 sats, they say. What's this?
Yeah, I like any reminder that Bitcoin is not what a lot of Bitcoiners who are like in Bitcoin think it is. And Bitcoin is like so much greater than that. And South Korea LN reminds us of that here. They have a friend who's quite a Bitcoiner, runs their own Bitcoin and Lightning node, which many people who think they're real Bitcoiners don't do.
True.
And they were completely unaware of all the op return drama and all the nonsense that has been going on. And so just a nice reality check. Hey,
yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, you're probably not much of a Bitcoiner in a real sense, person who thinks this drama is everything.
Yeah, like my brother-in-law probably doesn't even know any of this. Like when I see him for Thanksgiving, he's going to be like, so what's going on in Bitcoin? I'd be like, oh man, you have no idea. But he's not gonna know any of it. Yeah, you're right.
Is he a Bitcoiner, your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
He runs a node or?
No, but he just has
Bitcoin. He owns Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Bitcoiner of a sort. But I think what I was impressed by, and I think that's why South Korea LN showed it, is like this guy is like a relatively sophisticated Bitcoiner where he's actually,
I think that's most people, right?
Running his own, self-hosting his own stuff.
It's most Bitcoiners boomers. Are probably like that. Yeah. Most Bitcoin boomers.
Not participating in the nonsense.
Cool stuff. Plepo, you got anything on this?
Well, I don't run any nodes, so I'm not real. And that's, I mean, I understand.
No, you're real. You're just not.
But I get it, though.
There are levels to this game.
I should. Yeah, I should level up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm intimidated, though. And there's other things to do.
There are. There's lots of there's other ways to contribute to Bitcoin and improve your Bitcoiner-ness without running a node.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's all of them. Let's jump into my post. First, we're going to jump into the spacecraft reveal. Have you seen this, Keon? So apparently the Atlas spacecraft is, or the Comet.
Space guy isn't here.
It's still swerving. Still doing its thing. This wasn't really a good link, but I have one down here because I'm prepared like Peter Todd. So you can see here, it's behind the sun right now because, you know, I pay attention to the stars. Some would say I'm a sophisticated guy. It turns out, right?
I never heard anyone say that, but there are people who said that.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, yeah. The ladies, Keon. The ladies say that.
They're going to say that with your leather jacket tonight?
Oh, maybe.
You'll have much better luck if you wear that wig, bro. I'm telling you.
I probably had better luck if I wear that cockroach costume. I mean, who doesn't want a guy in a cockroach costume? But it's behind the sun right now, as you can see. It also looks like it's getting starrier. It's definitely getting brighter. And the guy who looks like Fauci is making the appearances everywhere. So I think we're ready for the aliens to arrive. What do you think?
I don't know much about this. I did see the headlines for this. It looks like they observed it brightening and are struggling to explain it. I'm sure there is an explanation that isn't aliens. Or
oh, you're off the alien thing now.
Doesn't assume
aliens. You're hard alien on the beginning when this first was coming around Mercury or when it was coming around
that
Jupiter.
That is not my memory.
Roll the tape, Wumble. No, you were definitely when it was coming around Titan and Jupiter. You're like, this is aliens. Get ready, car. And I was the one that was like, no, Keon, hold your horses. This is not aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll find the clip and show it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're back on the, this is just an asteroid.
I got like three words out and you're already telling me every thought I've had about this.
This wouldn't be a good segment if I did.
I know.
This is why I brought up this post.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. I saw the headlines for it. And my sense of it is, I don't know. And I'm sure there are, you can explain it either way if you want. You can explain it in a way that makes it seem like aliens, and you can explain it
if the cockroach, if you're the cockroach, are you getting on this asteroid if it lands?
I mean, cockroaches might already be from another planet. I don't know if we've talked about this on this podcast, but there's reason to believe that cockroaches are not of.
Where did you get this idea?
Of the origin.
That's why I hate them
Pixar.
So much.
You're talking about a Pixar movie. You watch too many Pixar movies.
That must be why I want them all to die.
Yeah, because you like innately detect they aren't Earthlings.
I really like. I'm on the ground floor in my apartment, mm-hmm. and I have cockroaches, and I just, man, my hatred for them is from another world.
Really?
Have you thought about loving them instead?
No.
As a solution.
So you're like the drone with the cockroaches.
We could get along peaceably until the moment that they crawled into. I don't even want to.
So I didn't ask you, Plepo. What do you think's going on here? Do you think this is a? Do you think this is just a large rock, or what do you think this is? It's getting brighter behind the sun.
So,
it's about to reveal itself tomorrow and Sunday. We'll see.
What do I think? Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Are you looking forward to anything going on?
Not really.
You gotta give me something here. Nothing? You're not expecting anything?
Yeah, I can't say I'm really expecting anything. But whatever happens, happens, basically. And also, you only live once.
I feel like you're just quoting Strokes songs at this point.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
You guys didn't give me nothing. That's that segment. Can I try better for next time? It's all good. The next story I want to cover was Happy Bitcoin White Paper Day. This is from UTXO. This is 2 years ago, but this is the best post I could find. Yeah, check this out.
Hey, I celebrated it in the zine too, so it's there.
Oh, cool. We'll show it. But yeah, this is on SNI, Bitcoin, P2P, eCash paper. Yeah, look at it. It's right there. He says, I've been working on a new electronic cash system that's fully peer-to-peer with no trusted third party.
Actually, Scoresby was asking for like something like this because he was saying all he could find was like PDFs.
Yeah, you need to go to SNI. And then paper is available there. The main properties here.
SNI has both.
And then, then he links it here, full paper, all that stuff, view original. And then you can even view the original. He has it down here at the bottom. Pretty cool, right?
I've got war pigs stuck in my head right now.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
What do I think about the Bitcoin white paper?
Yeah.
I think it's great. I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it was released.
Yeah, me too. Plepot, you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, like white isn't my favorite color, but I think it's pretty cool still.
Yeah. Yeah, he released it at 6:10 or 18:10 UTC.
And what does that tell you?
Must have been a late night.
Must have been a late night.
Or early evening.
Or whenever it was. Yeah. Must have been.
I think UTC is 5 hours ahead or 6 hours ahead, depending on what time of year, relative to Texas time. So
it would have been what?
Like 3 p.m.
Oh. Yeah,
it was a late afternoon.
It was a late afternoon.
Assuming Satoshi was in Texas, but.
Oh, you're saying he's in Texas.
That was Texas time.
Oh, yeah, wait, this is Texas time?
Oh my God.
No, I was, if you convert UTC to Texas time, it's like 3 p.m. in Texas is when he sent that. So interesting. I don't know where Satoshi was, but there, you know, odds are, you know, he could have, Texas is a big state. He could have been from Texas. Could have been a Texan. He could have been sent that from an oil rig.
Wow. What an imagination you have.
In Texas, possibly. Well, I mean, I get around as a.
Did you ever put the things on your hands? Did I miss that part?
No, I haven't put them on. They're like, I don't have access to all my digits that way. So, yeah.
Because you really need them right now.
Satoshi Nakamoto Institute. It's a great website. I have it saved as a web app on my phone. I look at it whenever I want to look up stuff because I come prepared.
Well, you're so hardcore.
Some would say. The next, I think that's all of it. Yeah. Well, you know what? We went through it pretty fast. We're going to go to Meta. Boo. It's Stacker News Zine 31. Look at that.
And if you're subscribed, your zine is in the mail right now. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Should we sneak preview it if it loads? Or?
Look, there, oh, that's it. That's it right there.
Wow, look at that. It does look spooky.
But you'll see the white paper.
Oh, wow. Look at you. It says, Stacker News Zine is made in Austin each week by Pleb Poet. Wow. That's cool.
But what else can we say about this? Oh, I liked those two posts because those were the posts that had the most comments this week, and they actually had the same amount of comments, which was 101. Is that reflected there, or are they new?
Some would say.
Yes. So that is pretty spooky. And
I love how you cover the culture part of Stacker News. It really is the culture part of it, yeah. Right?
It's a cultural zine.
It's a cultural zine.
I'm trying to put that into words, and it's kind of hard. But
what's the hardest part about it?
About making it. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is like sometimes when I'm in the text box in Canva, I can't see where my cursor is if it's like on the very edge. So sometimes like I don't know if I'm putting it in the right spot, and so it's annoying.
Can you just turn on the ruler or no?
I don't know how to, actually. I've been trying to figure it out in Canva. I don't know where the ruler is. You know where the ruler is?
Yeah, I know where it's.
All right, you'll show me.
Yeah. Interesting. This is great.
Oh, I want to say shout out to my friends, the Worms, because they gave me a bunch of stamps, and that's featured in the stamps are
Which
featured.
Which one's the stamp?
So there was a cactus stamp we just saw. We saw the clown stamp.
Hey, what's going on?
Stuff like that. So thanks pals.
Yeah, this is awesome.
See that clown stamp? That one's pretty good, right?
Where's the clown? At the bottom. I see it. Oh, that's a stamp. I thought you had that made. What's this lady here?
That lady is like, if she works at a bank, she's so scared of the white paper.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So that's Janet Yellen.
That's Janet Yellen. Yeah.
That's cool.
She's so scared.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. Thanks. Cool.
Boo.
Good deal.
Yeah. It's fresh off the press. Oh, is this printed? Oh, this is what it looks like printed. Oh, you went with green.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like green.
Cool. Cool stuff. Really cool stuff. So you wanted to talk about the Darth coin post? Let me see if I can find it.
Let's go.
We could talk about it.
He
didn't want to bring it up, but
he also said that he didn't want it to become to be brought up in the top posts.
I didn't.
But you know, I already brought it up. It's already happened, and we're here.
Halloween means Iron Maiden. That's funny. Where is it at? My two sets. Here we go.
What do you think, Keon?
Here we go. He basically was just talking about, or I'll let you talk about it because you wanted to talk about it. Go for it.
Yeah, Keon. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
This post.
This is super meta, by the way. This is meta on meta on meta.
I think everyone deserves their own opinion on Stacker News Live and Stacker News in general, and I respect it.
I feel like he's just trolling us, so I don't.
What did he say at the beginning? He was like, no, it's because I like this thing, and I want to say these things because, like, I think it can be better. It's all out of love. You didn't get that?
Yeah, I think on the surface that's that, but I think knowing him pretty well after 4 years, this is a massive troll, and it's probably like, because there's two people that run the Darth the Coin account. That's my suspicion. And this is probably like either that or like he made this when he was drunk.
And he, you he are coming up with imaginative ways to discredit the things that he says. I love Darth
Coin. I'm like his only fan on Stacker News. Who else is his fan? EK? EK's not his fan on Stacker News. Like, I'm like his only fan.
I was just, okay, but the reason for bringing this up is like, so
and he, plus get, he does he give. He loves us talking about him.
He does he give suggestions.
Right now he's drinking a beer, right now he's like, fuck yeah, car.
So he does give like suggestions. This. And the way you interpreted the suggestions, the action item that you took was to
we did it. We
go
changed
from
it
five up. Top posts to three top posts.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that's reflected. So maybe it was.
I think he wants us to make it more about like the stackers and stuff like that. And I agree. It's just that, you know, me and Keon are busy during the week. Like, you know, this is not our only job. If it was, you would see all sorts of stuff.
I mean, like, yeah, something that you said earlier to me, too, is that, like, that we're not taking ourselves seriously. And that's, well, that's, but also, there are times.
But I am trying to be more chipper. I think that was a big takeaway, too. Like, I guess I have been kind of negative. So I'm definitely trying to be more funny and more chipper for the show.
Yeah, it's hard to be in control of how funny you are, but I agree that it's pretty easy to control how chipper you are.
Yeah, so I could be more, you know. Yeah. I could bring definitely up the vibes.
We bring more energy.
Yeah, I could bring more.
I could move a little.
Yeah. Oh my god, look at that outfit. What the
hell? Yes.
Is that German?
Yo.
Oh wow, that's a great outfit.
Oh no.
That's a great outfit. God. Oh wow. Somebody just came in with an amazing outfit. All right,
that's all the time we need to spend there. But I did want to, you know, to
party.
Keon didn't say much.
Let's go to the top stackers. The top stackers of the week. Keon, what are the top stackers? Put on your hat. Can you fit that hat on top of your mug?
You want to go to Cowboys instead.
I did. Oh, the top Cowboys of the week.
Woo! I got it on.
You got Sacred Hiding and Discipline, Blockchain Blue, Gray Ruby, We Are All Satoshi, Crypto Sensei, Scoresby. Plepo, you're 22.
Hey, I'm right next to EK.
Boom, 16 wow, days.
She's moving up, Dad.
Shout out.
Zap Sammy, Shocknet, Shocker, Billy the Kid, 0x Bitcoiner.
None.
Hey, Nick, did you bring beer or no? Oh, you have some beer?
He has a little bit.
No, but do you have any beer here? All right. GMD, crew. Seth for Privacy. Oh, Seth for Privacy came on. Is this his first time here on Sacred News?
Nope.
Definitely not. Oh, he used to make a lot of stuff.
I've never seen him before. Dead Beef.
Yeah, a lot of cool posts.
Like, Real Bitcoin Dog. Dude, he's talking so much crap, dude. Real Bitcoin Doggy. You know, Real Bitcoin Dog? You're talking so much crap. He's talking so much crap to me in Undisciplined. I'm going to talk about this right now. This is real quick.
Well, I thought you were his biggest fan.
I am his biggest fan, but you know, Real Bitcoin Doggy? You know, Real Bitcoin Dog? I might be your only fan. You know, I might be your only fan, too. That's all I'm saying. On this table,
is he keeping your only it fan. Real, though?
If Dark Coin? Real so, you know, dog? At this table, I might be your only fan, too. Well, Bitcoin Dog, I'm your only fan on this table, just so y'all know. But Undisciplined's getting upset. I'm getting a little bit upset. We're losers in fantasy football. That's okay. But slow down. That's all I'm saying. Write some stories or something. Okay. Anyway, Keon, have you read a story yet?
Which story?
The one that you finished. Top three?
Well, it's like the only thing that you read that we cover on the show, so I figured I'll just let you have that. This is like that.
I'm just going to keep bringing it up because it's reoccurring. I tried again, Real Bitcoin Doggy. You see me trying for you at this table?
He doesn't watch the show.
Oh, man, I had some hair in.
Yes.
So, anyway, just so when I bring that up, it's been bothering me all week. Sucks is here. Sucks. What do you think Sucks was for Halloween?
I don't know.
Socks, where were you for Halloween, huh? Socks, tell us. Tell us in the comments.
He put a little jack-o'-lantern in the Stacker Saloon.
I miss Socks. I miss Socks. Hopefully he come back. Peter Todd, what do you think Peter Todd was
for Halloween? Where did he go? Oh, you mean back here in Austin.
Yeah, Waxter.
and DPO604. That's it. That's Top Cowboys. I was going to cover the comments, but vibes are high right now, and I don't want to cover the comments. Kia, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm probably wearing this costume, and I need to clean my house. It's a mess.
Really?
Yeah, I've let it kind of go. So that's probably why I turned into a cockroach, is because I've just been leaving all kinds of stuff around my house.
Here, let me see that. I'll put that on.
He'll do it for you.
I'll do it for you so you can see.
But he's going to take it off later. Yeah, see.
No, I just like...
Are you a Christmas elf?
Just itches.
I was looking forward to this year because it was like the one year where Carr might actually wear a costume. And now he's...
It's just my bell bottoms didn't come in. That's all it was.
Checking out of it.
And now he's Howard Stern.
Somebody said I'm...
You look like that meme.
Will you put your hands on though, Keon? You know,
sure, put your hands on.
Please.
Oh, the hands? I'm the hands. Joey, okay. I'm taking requests for... costume stuff now.
Anyways, what are you doing this weekend, poet?
Well, I am gonna look at the moon at some point.
Oh, you're gonna wait for the Atlas thing?
Just gonna look at the moon.
You're gonna look directly. Why are you gonna, with those glasses? Is that they have like a secret thing that happens?
I'm gonna look at the moon. I'm gonna wear these glasses, and I'm going to some other stuff
too. Why are you looking at the moon?
Just because it's nice. It's beautiful. Somebody took a photo of it and they posted it the other day. And
really? Where was it at?
Can't remember who did.
You feel like you haven't seen it in a while.
So yeah. Why? I just got to get reacquainted with the moon.
I always look at the moon.
I miss the moon.
I always look at the moon.
Who posted that? It was somebody that.
Yeah, I saw it the other day. They're showing off their telescope.
Was it Papa Bland? Or
no, it wasn't.
It was the picture room.
The Stacker Saloon, baby. Wow, dude. Darth is coming in hard today. Yeah, got some Stacker Saloon stuff going on here. A lot of crazy stuff. You never know where you're gonna see in the Stacker Saloon.
Have you been you haven't been zombified yet?
Oh no,
I haven't been zombified.
We have a zombie. Game
remote.
I know who took photos of the moon. It was.
See, that's the hiker. The outfit I was going for.
Elma.
Yeah, they have a telescope to take photos of the moon, so they're really good photos.
Yeah.
You don't see it. You don't see it.
I can't see anything.
Oh yeah, you look just like him.
Yeah. No, that's not
there. Yeah. Have you always been him? Or... Which one?
Anyway.
Imagine
that pumpkin.
Are you that one?
Joey Ramone. He's like the tall one.
That one?
Yeah, no. I was proud to be that one, but I didn't want to shave my beard. Oh, did you see this? Did you see this, what he said? He's kind of right, dude.
What is he right about?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it publicly, but the boss is right. Just let it sit there. Think long and hard about that, Stackers. I don't want to be buried. See this one? What do you think about that, Kia? Is that true? About Stacker News?
I don't. Is he talking about Stacker News?
I think he was. Yeah.
I don't know why why it feels that way, so I can't really respond to it. If I knew, I would probably have.
I don't know if this is a doxing list. What is this? Stacker News is crazy today. Anyways, that's all we got. Stackers, have yourself a great weekend. Keon.
Zap.